Our royal family watcher at WGN Radio. Did you know we have one, Steve? We actually have somebody who does this for a living.
I did not know that.
Hannah Stanley is on the phone. Hi, Hannah.
King John, how are you?
Oh, yes, and look at that. This is kind of a royal meeting here.
It is a royal meeting.
Co-host of Gabby Road with Fred Weintraub.
Yes.
Facebook and GabbyRoad.net.
Yes, and also on YouTube. You can find us at Hannah and Fred. We're everywhere.
So
it's a busy time for us lately with all of this royal news.
Well, first of all, the big question, what do you make of the name Archie?
I love it. I think it's adorable. It's, you know, I think that they're going to get some maybe guff, but, you know, and Steve is absolutely right. Prince Harry's name is, in fact, Henry. It's Henry Charles Albert David, for those of you who remember from their vows or from when he was born. But I think it's cute that they didn't go with a tremendously long and involved name such as Archibald. They just went Archie.
Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Yeah, the Mountbatten Windsor is because of their grandfather, of course. Prince Philip is a Mountbatten from he's from Greece, if everybody remembers from watching The Crown, and so that is there. And then the Windsor is, of course, the sort of family name, but it's the royal title. They are of Windsor, and Archie Harrison is cute.
So the pictures I've seen, they show the baby wrapped in a lot of swaddling clothing, but you do see the eyes, the nose, the face. It looks adorable. Looks like what we've seen looks good. We haven't seen a lot of the kid, but I guess that's all we're going to see for now.
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't expect them to send us hospital pics with him in just a tiny little Pampers. But, this is really in keeping with how William and Kate have done it, sort of, you know, where they present the baby wrapped up the way it's supposed to be. And you know, they're going to get flack if he was uncovered because he could have caught a chill. That's could have, you know, they did what they really needed to do and presented their child to the world, the part of the world that is in fact waiting and watching, and then they presented him to the Queen, his great grandmother. They actually bumped into Prince Philip on the way to do the press conference and then the photo call, as they call it in England, and so he got to meet his great grandparents, and then Charles and Camilla are traveling. They'll meet him at some point in the future.
Hannah, I saw somebody post a picture of the Harry, Meghan, and Archie, and they said this looks miserable, and she looked tired. Why wouldn't you, right? And
right.
I wonder what you make of that, that if you're the mother of this new baby, you've got to put on clothes and makeup and go take a damn picture for everybody.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. It's, yeah, I would assume she's tired. He was overdue, which Harry has acknowledged. So she probably was gosh darn tired of being pregnant, and I was. And, you know, to have somebody come in and do my hair and makeup, I would have probably looked at as a slight treat.
I got just a couple minutes left, but what else would you like? What other wise observations do you have about the royal baby Archie?
Well, I think everybody is going to naturally say Prince. And he's not. He's not going to be given a title. He won't be referred to as His Royal Highness. Part of what's a benefit about that is his mother will not have to curtsy to him because she's a duchess. If he were a prince, then he would outrank her. It was not expected that the Queen was going to give Harry's children titles. And I think that helps them provide a balanced life for those kids. I know William and Kate are keeping their three thus far as far out of the spotlight as possible. They're going to normal, not normal schools, but, you know, private schools, but accessible to others. They're not being tutored at home. And so this is, I think, going to be in line with what Harry and Meghan have publicly said they want for their family.
Is technically Kate supposed to curtsy then to her children? Because the Queen changed the rules or suspended the rules so that her children would be His Royal Highnesses.
Yes.
She's not a Royal Highness, is she?
Well, she's in fact a Duchess. You know what? That's a great point. I have to check on that one.
Because I know a lot of moms who are like, I don't care. I do. I'm not curtsying
that's not gonna happen.
To my kids.
Yeah. But she will at some point be the queen. Kate will. So I'm not. I have to confirm that before I give out misinformation. But I know when Diana lost her princess title, she then had to curtsy. So that's an interesting point. I have to confirm.
Well, congratulations to them. I know that some people think all of this is silly, and I can see there from here. But mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. Suppose the world just decided to randomly pick a baby, follow its life, celebrate it, and wish that child and the family well. And here's how we decide who that randomly picked baby is. It's whoever the royal baby is. And it's a baby. And it's fun that way.
It is. And you know what? You're absolutely right. If we all were as adored by as many people as these royal children are, wouldn't it all be so lovely?
Except that I do think it's a burden, too. I almost feel sad for children born into royal families.
You know, I can understand your point in that it is, in fact, a huge responsibility. But that's why I really, really applaud, and even Diana to a degree, where she was able to really kind of shelter the boys. And now they are doing what seems to be a very good job in providing as normal an upbringing thus far as they can.
It's good to hear you. Let's visit again the next time there's some royal news, Hannah. You'll be, as you already are, our royal expert. You're also the co-host of Gabby Road with Fred Weintraub. Look for them on Facebook and at GabbyRoad.net.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your help.